Thank the Lord for the privilege of using the facilities of this radio station to bring you another Way of Truth broadcast. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Avner Craig inviting you to stay with us, trusting that the Lord will make our broadcast service a blessing to you today. Our Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for the privilege we have of being a part of the family of God. We're thankful for your love that brought your only begotten Son into this world to be our Savior and to be our Redeemer. And we are thankful for the privilege of sharing the gospel with this precious congregation today. Wherever our broadcast service is reaching, we're praying the Holy Spirit will accompany it and will make it a blessing to each and to every heart. You'll be honored and glorified through our efforts. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. West Virginia Trio singing for us, I've Been with Jesus. What a wonderful blessing it is to be able to walk with the Lord, to talk to the Lord, and to have the Lord to be with you. He said he would never leave us nor forsake us. So thank the Lord for the privilege of being with the Lord. We are continuing the broadcast service now, the musical part, with the choir singing for us, The Name of Jesus.
Surely fall.
Our subject for this broadcast, Abiding in Christ. And our text of Scripture is found in John 15, beginning with verse 1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. That's reading down through verse 10 of John 15. Abide means, in part, to stand fast, remain, go on being. Abiding means, in part, continuing without change, enduring, lasting. To be in Christ, one must have a true experience of salvation. And to abide in Christ, there is effort that must be put forth. Unless you are connected to the vine, you do not have spiritual life. To be separated from the vine is to die. And I know, and I realize there are those who teach the doctrine of once saved, always saved, but Jesus did not teach that. Here in the scripture that I have just read, Jesus taught that if we did not bear fruit, then he would take us away. And again, whenever the branch is separated from the vine, it will die. So we are to do our utmost, and by the grace of God, we can abide in Christ. Abiding in Christ, what does it imply? We are with Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4, 5, and 6. So, what is implied in our abiding in Christ is that we are with him. We are abiding in him. Now, we are in communion with him. Another wonderful thought in regard to abiding in Christ. We are in communion with him. Communion, that means the act of sharing, possessing, in common, participating, the act of sharing one's thoughts and emotions, with another. The cup of blessing which we bless, is not that the communion of the blood of Christ? Bread, the bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 16. So to abide in Christ implies communion with Him, being at one with Him, sharing His thoughts, His aspirations, His desires, being one with Him. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. The Apostle John said in that passage of Scripture, and that's from 1 John, the Apostle John said, "That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ." And He said, "These things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of Him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. And if we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth." So if we abide in Him, we do so by walking in the light. If we walk in the light, we have fellowship with Him, and we have fellowship with one another. Now, abiding in Christ, what it really involves, dependence upon Him. "I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing." John 15 and 5. One reason why I believe that Peter betrayed the Master that night that he was arrested, denied that he even knew him, one reason I believe that he did that was because he was putting too much confidence in Peter. Yes, he was putting too much confidence in himself whenever his confidence should be in Christ. So, "I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is, for he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not fear when heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit." Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 7 and 8. A tree that's planted by the rivers of water, even though there be a dry spell, it can reach out by the roots to the river and get the moisture that it needs, and its leaf will be green and not brown. And so Jeremiah here says that we can be that way, but her leaf shall be green and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding her fruit. If we abide in Christ, we will bring forth fruit for the Master. Abiding in Christ involves obedience to Him. Yes, the willing and the obedient shall eat the good of the land, so Isaiah said. So abiding in Christ involves obedience to Him. "As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue you in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in me," or in my love, "even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in His love. That's the 9th verse of the scripture that I just read from John 15. You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. And that's the 14th verse, which I did not read, of John 15. You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Abiding in Christ, if we love the Lord, then he said he would love us, and the Father would also love us, and we will be able to abide in him. John 14:21. Abiding in Christ involves continuance. If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. John 8:31. Many times people quote the scripture, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And they leave out this verse that I have just read. But Jesus said, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The Apostle Paul wrote to the Galatian brethren in chapter 6 and verse 9, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Now, abiding in Christ, what it brings security. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Psalm 91:1. So abiding in Christ brings security. It also brings cleansing. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. John 15:3. One of the verses that I use today as our text. And it also brings confidence. Now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 28. And it also brings usefulness and fruitfulness. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can you, except you abide in me. And that's the 4th verse of St. John 15 that I read. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can you, except you abide in me. Again, to abide in Christ takes effort. Satan will oppose us every step of the way, but the Lord has promised us power over all of the power of the enemy. And the Lord keeps his promise. He said in his precious word, no man can pluck you out of my hand. So abide in Christ takes an effort. There's a wicked devil in the world who does his utmost to turn us aside, to defeat us, but by the grace of Almighty God, we can abide in Christ. Heavenly Father, we pray that you'll bless these scriptures and these thoughts to our precious congregation today. We thank you for each one in our congregation, and we're trusting thee to make the broadcast a blessing, an encouragement, and a help to each one. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Is thy love.
What a lovely name, the only name given under heaven whereby we may be saved. Yes, there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. What a lovely name. Before we bring our broadcast to a close, we're going to take time again to give you our mailing address, invite you to write us, for it would be an encouragement to us to know that you hear and appreciate our broadcast. Now, our postal address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address is truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net. And our fax number is 301-739-7173. 301-739-7173, our fax number. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. You can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine there on our webpage. And you can also listen to a number of our broadcasts, as we have an archive there of a number of them. And you may join us in our services as they are broadcast live over the Internet. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11. Our evening worship service begins at 6. And our Wednesday night service begins at 7. Again, our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for the privilege of sharing today's Way of Truth broadcast with you, and we do trust that it has proven to be a blessing. And we invite you to be with us next week, when again, the Lord willing, will be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. Until then, may the blessings of heaven rest and abide upon each and every one of you, is our sincere prayer. Sometimes.